Hey mama, do you find yourself wishing you knew you were on the right path with your business or wanting to know how to do it all as a work-at-home mom and entrepreneur? If you struggle with imposter syndrome, mom guilt, or fear of failure, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Alexia, a Christian mindset coach passionate about teaching moms how to renew their minds to find success both in business and motherhood. You can overcome the negative thoughts holding you back from fully stepping into your calling. I know what it's like to worry your business will never work, to feel mom guilt every time you work on your business, to realize your mindset is hindering you, but not knowing how to change it in a Christ-centered way. I created the Mom with a Calling podcast to teach you how to use the powerful combination of God's Word and proven mindset strategies to help you break free from negative, paralyzing thoughts and gain clarity and confidence to go where God is leading you. As you step out of the old way of thinking and into God's way, you'll find more peace, joy, and purpose. Pop in those earbuds and get ready to let God work in you so He can work through you. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Have you ever done something because it was just the way that everyone else did it, and then one day you realize that that way doesn't actually work for you and you're going to do something different? That's how I felt when I made the decision to quit my job to be home with my son. In science, and I'm sure in many other fields, there was a lot of conversation about women having to choose between their career and their families. There was this assumption that if you're going to have a family, you would really struggle in your career. I remember feeling really conflicted about that when I got married. Before that, honestly, I was like, that'll never happen to me. I'm going to work on my career. But I remember feeling really conflicted about it when I did get married and wanted to have kids. Because then the idea of choosing felt really, really hard. But then I stumbled upon the idea of online business, and suddenly I became aware that working outside of the home wasn't the only path or option, but there are actually other ways that I could do this. I could have both. I could have a family and have work that was meaningful to me. So I started down that path instead, and I haven't looked back. But I wouldn't have done that if I wasn't willing to consider there may be other options. If I didn't even explore other ideas, or if I had just held on to the belief that this is the way you do things, the end, I wouldn't have been able to see the potential elsewhere, right? I would have just been like, nope, my only option is to work outside the home. Then I would have never left. It reminds me of the funny story that I heard my pastor say growing up. He said it's like the story of the woman who is cooking ham for Easter. Before she puts the ham in the oven, she would cut a fourth of the end of it off. When her husband asked her why she did that, she just said, "That's what my mom taught me." And then one day she asked her mom, "Hey mom, why do we cut a fourth of the end of the ham off?" And she said, "I don't know, same answer, like, that's what my mom told me to do." So the woman went to ask her grandma about it, and she said, "Oh, that's because the pan I have is too short for the ham. So to make it fit, I cut the end off." And this is such a good example of what happens if we don't question why we're doing something. Then we're just blindly going along with what others told us to do, when maybe it's not the only option for us, or even the right option, or something that even makes sense. There could be a different reason for that thing. So today I want to talk about this in context of online business, obviously, and not hams. But because recently I noticed a few clients, like multiple clients, talking about this issue in a bunch of different ways. But basically it all boiled down to feeling pressured to do online business a certain way. And in these cases, it was like the decision between, should I create a course or not? Should I be a coach or not? Do I need to do email marketing the way everybody else says I'm supposed to do it? But here's the thing that I am so passionate about, and that is, you don't have to create a course or a membership or do anything in your business if that's not what you're wanting to do or what you're feeling led to do. Like, where is God leading you in this? Not what does everybody else say that you have to do? And I'm passionate about this because this is what I see so many women do. I see them do this, and I've been guilty of this myself, which is why I can see when this happens a mile away. Women feel the call to do an online business. Then they try to learn the right way, quote unquote, to do business, which makes sense that you would want to do that. But then they start to hear all these things they have to do from all these different voices teaching about online business. Next thing she knows, she feels like she has to create a business a certain way with all these different things in it. But she never was able to discern if this is what, does this even align with her personality? Is this what God is leading her to do? Because along the way, we start to look outside of ourselves for permission to do a business a certain way. Or we think that we have to do it. Like we think that we're doing, like we're gaining knowledge and information. And so it's like, well, here are the rules. But here's what I want to encourage you with today. There are no rules about how you have to do business. There's not a rule that says you have to do it this way or that way. All the different business options can work. The question for you as a Christian entrepreneur, as one led by the Holy Spirit, is what is God leading me to do? So I want to help you to process through this a little bit. If the business that you're creating or have plans to create is actually coming from what others have told you to do, or is it where God is leading you? Now, even if you think you have your business under wraps and you're like, I don't need this, I would still highly encourage you to listen to this episode so that you can just make sure, because it can be sneaky. Sometimes we think we're doing it, like we feel good about the business choices we're making, and really they're still not driven by where God is leading us, but by our own desires. So here are the three exercises I would like you to do. Number one, when you think about your course, membership, podcast, whatever it is, it's kind of that you're creating, are you excited about it? Like, what do you feel about your business? Even if it's hard or even if it's scary to put yourself out there in this way, you're still excited about helping people. Do you find peace and have this knowing that it's the path for you? Like you just, even if you don't understand how to do it, even if it's scary, even if it's hard, you're still excited. You still want, like you feel this pull to do this thing. Now, if you're excited, then it at least means it's something that you want to do, which is a good sign. But we're also going to talk about a few other exercises to see why you want to do it, because we want to make sure that that is still rooted in God and not man. And then also, obviously, if you're not excited about doing it, let's talk about why that is. So the second question I want you to ask yourself is, if you're not excited about creating, and it could be any part of your business, right? If there's something about your business you're not excited about, then it could be that it is what you're supposed to do, but there is a negative mindset around it that's causing you to feel that way. So it's a little bit tricky, but we want to make sure that negative mindset and like the lies from the enemy and stuff like that, those aren't getting in the way and have you questioning what you're doing. So for example, imposter syndrome thoughts. You might have thoughts like, who am I to do this? I have nothing to offer. I can't teach or speak or write. Like, I can't do that. If you've got those kinds of thoughts, then it can create this dread in your heart about the whole thing. But it's not that it's not God telling you to do that, but rather you're looking over here to all of the negative. You're believing the lies of the enemy about yourself instead of what God is leading you to do. So for this, you need to really get honest with yourself here about any fears, doubts, or worries you have about this thing that you're wanting to create. Then, if you identify these thoughts, ask yourself, are these true? Like, is this true? What does God have to say about this in His Word? Because remember, if God has called you to do this, then you will have the ability, even if you don't see it yet, even if you don't understand where it's going to come from, God will give you the ability. He does that all throughout Scripture. The Holy Spirit gives people the ability to do the thing that God's asked them to do. I think about building the tabernacle. God, I forgot the guy's name, but He gave him the ability, the wisdom to have the craftsmanship to build the things that God was asking for the tabernacle. God was with Moses. He gave him the words to say. He gave him the staff. He gave him that authority. So you will have the ability, the authority, and the favor to do what God's asking you to do. It's not like He's going to ask you to do something and then you can't in your own power, which is exactly why you're going to have what you need, because God is with you, but you have to believe that and turn to Him and lean on Him. So, you know, don't be afraid of those thoughts. If those thoughts are coming into your mind, we're just going to get rid of those. Those lies are from the enemy to keep you from doing your kingdom assignment, and we're not going to give them any foothold here, because you want to get rid of these negative mindset type thoughts, because now when you get rid of those and you start to focus on, okay, I can do this. Those thoughts are not true. Even if I don't know how to write, I don't think I'm a writer. It doesn't mean I can't write this book that God put on my heart. Even if I feel like I don't have anything to say, it doesn't mean I can't. It just means I don't know how yet, right? And so it can start to shift your thoughts. So when you do that, now revisit, what does it feel when I think about the thing that I was creating or the thing that I know I want to create, a course, a membership, a podcast, whatever it is. Does it change how you feel about it when you sort of address those negative mindset thoughts? Okay, and then the third one is to think back to when you had the idea in the first place to have this course or membership or podcast, whatever it is. Did the idea come from you or from someone else telling you that you should do it? Now, that doesn't mean that if somebody else told you that it's not from God, because God speaks through other people into our lives. But when you think about the idea, the origination of it, did it come with excitement and anticipation of what could be? Like when somebody says it and said it to you, you're like, oh, yes, I love that idea. Like that's so exciting. Did it bring clarity? Like it all made sense and it feels like the right thing. Like you can just feel that it's the thing that you're supposed to do. You have peace about it. Or did it feel kind of pushed on you? And the thought of it just kind of causes heaviness. I see this happen more often than not. Like I've been a part of programs where these big group coaching programs, and I see people take on what the leader, you know, the person running the program tells them. They're so excited about the idea. They're like, oh my goodness, I can see you doing this and that and having a membership and da 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 da. And the person kind of gets caught up in the excitement. But then after the fact, they're like, I don't want to do that. Actually, I don't. But they hold on to, but this guru, this person that I paid, or this well-respected business teacher, they said, so I need to do that thing. But again, if it didn't involve God leading you to do it, then it's a no, right? So the way you can tell that is like, does the thought of doing this make you want to drag your feet? Because you're not actually excited about it. Now, you need to be really honest with yourself here, because it doesn't do anyone any favors if you're not honest, because you need to figure out the true origin of the idea. It's okay. There's no shame in this. If it turns out that it was from somebody else or you kind of got caught up in that, it makes sense why you would do that. It can either be that you are kind of in student mode, right? Like they're the professional. I'm going to learn from them, right? That's the way we kind of approach things. When we went to school, we learned from others. That makes sense. But also it can come from, I don't think that I have any ideas at all. They obviously know what they're doing. I'm going to just listen to them. But it doesn't apply that way here, the way that God is leading you, because unlike going to school and learning how to do medicine or law or science or teaching or whatever, you have to learn information, which is still true, right? You need to learn information about business. But nobody, I hope, told you, you are going to be a doctor. You are going to be a lawyer. Here's what I think you need to do with your life. That would be the equivalent of what's going on here. If you've believed what somebody else said you need to do for your business, that decision is between you and God, right? Where is he leading you? What has he equipped you to do? Not what has somebody else decided that's a good idea for you, because that's never going to go well. In fact, I would say that's how a lot of us got in this position in the first place, is we might have listened to somebody else along the way, and then you end up down your career and you're going, I don't even like this career. Why did I pick this in the first place? This is not even, it doesn't align with my personality. It's not what I actually wanted to do. I was just following the guidance of everybody around me, or I just did it for the money, or whatever it is, whatever the reason is, it's okay. We're going to say, but God, what are you saying? Okay, so we need to be really honest. Also, I want to say, if you've created the thing, like the podcast, the course, whatever it is, or you're down that path quite a ways, like you may have bought courses around this, you may be working on this right now, it can be really hard to let it go at this point. You may not want to admit that it really didn't come from God at all, because that means you potentially wasted all that time and money and effort, right? But it's really, really important to not let that get in the way, to not let your pride or let money be your master. Like, just because you spent money on it does not mean you need to keep going down that path. What's most important is, what is God leading you to do? What God says and where he's leading is he is Lord, right? So understanding what God is leading you to do versus what you want to be true, right? And that can be hard. And it could be the same. It can be that God says, yes, they're one and the same, and that's great. But it may not be. And if it's not from him, then is it really worth pursuing, right? Is it going to work out in the end? Or are you just going to end up finding yourself with a business you don't want to run? Because once again, you created all this stuff where it's not even aligning with what you're called to do. So think of it as a good lesson, what not to do next time. But don't just go down the path because you started going down the path. Get rid of those, like, be really honest with yourself. And this is where, if you want to book a single session with me, this would be a great thing to walk through if you're struggling with that particular decision. Because in that breakthrough session, we can talk about how to see if it's your pride, if it's ego, if it's money, if it's all of that is stopping you. Or if it's, oh no, I think that God really wants me to go down this path. I would love to help you through that as a coach. And remember, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. So, like, the part that just stands out to me every time is, do not lean on your own understanding. You might think it makes sense or doesn't make sense, whatever, but what does God say? Pursue him, trust him. So these three exercises should help you discern if you're doing what God is leading you to do, or if somewhere along the way you just got caught up in the mix and you ended up doing something that isn't actually from God. It's something that someone else told you that you needed to do and you felt like you needed to, like, obey them. But I want to give you permission, not that you need permission, but I want to give you permission today that if God isn't leading you to create the course or do the thing, then don't. Because now that you have some clue about which one it is, then you need to do what God is asking you to do. If he isn't asking you to do that, to start the podcast, to do the course, then don't. Follow him. Following him is the most important thing that you can do for your life and business. And if you find out, like, wait a minute, I don't want to create this course that I'm creating right now, then what do I do, right? So now go back and ask yourself, you know, get really honest. Well, what do I want to do? What am I feeling led to do? And these are the kind of things that we cover inside of the Called and Confident Christian Entrepreneur Program. I cover in there how to figure out, first of all, identifying all these negative mindset blocks, but also figure out what God has actually called you to do. Because by the end of the program, you will be confident in what you're called to do because you're going to know it's from God. And then you're going to have the confidence to step into that because you're going to be leaning on biblical principles and be empowered by those truths instead of, you know, succumbing to the lies and having those doubts and fears take over your mind. This is a coaching program that walks you through how to identify and overcome those negative mindset blocks like we talked about here today, so that you can gain that clarity about your calling and have the confidence to fully step into it. So if you want to learn more about that, go to mamawithacalling.com/program. And if you're interested in just wanting to talk about it more, ask some questions, see if it's the right fit for you, I would be happy to get on a call with you. It's a free, 30-minute call to answer any questions. The link for that is on that page as well. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope this was encouraging for you. And until next time, keep pursuing your calling. Thanks for listening to the Mama with a Calling podcast. As always, you'll find the show notes for today's episode at mamawithacalling.com/podcast. Really quick before you head out, are you loving these episodes? To make sure this podcast gets in the ears of as many mamas as possible, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. I'm going to be reading your reviews on the podcast, so I can't wait to hear from you. Also, if you know someone that needs to hear these episodes, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. And don't forget to tag me at Mama with a Calling so I can share it in my stories. Until next time, keep pursuing your calling.